as they are written. It says, therefore, there is therefore now, Romans chapter 8, verse 1. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Romans chapter 8 and verse 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's important that we put these things in proper perspective. It says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So we know that when laws are made, man is subject to such laws, whatever law that is made. Hallelujah. Okay, so whatever law is made, I mean, everybody, it applies to everybody. Okay, so when anything happens, everybody goes check and say, what does the law say about this? What does the law say about this? Likewise, when things happen to us as believers, we should always check, what does the scripture have to say about this? And I think it's also important that we note that even before embarking on anything, find out what the scripture is telling you about what you're embarking on. That's not what I want to talk about. That's just a side road. Always find out what the scripture says about what you're about to do or about what adventure you're about to embark on, because it's important. So I'm talking about the fact that the Bible says here, it says, for the law of life, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So oftentimes when we're growing up, oftentimes someone will make you serve a punishment, and except the person that put you under punishment or somebody that has greater authority can release you from that punishment. Okay, so I remember at the time I was feeling like a big boy. I told one junior boy, I can't remember what I told him anyway. The boy now went and reported to his senior brother. That was probably 2-3 years ahead of me. So I was feeling cool, I was playing football, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, his brother came and said, follow me. And there I was from that break time till home time. I was riding Vespa. You know how to ride Vespa? No, is it Vespa? Yeah, you know how to ride Vespa. You don't know how to ride Vespa. Do you know what Vespa is? Ah, Vespa is a motorcycle, right? Those ones that have that cover. I'm looking for the picture of Vespa. So when you sit on the Vespa, it's almost the same way you sit on a regular motorbike, but because of the shape of Vespa, it's different. So everybody always just wants to make reference to the Vespa. You sit on it and you are like that, and you're moving like that. So that's how I was for 3-4 hours home time, and I was supposed to run, have a practice for what we call cross country. So by the time I was done, my legs were vibrating and I couldn't just go for, and then I just kept hoping. But then I knew that hope was kind of funny, because they were 2 or 3 years ahead of me, and if anybody else will come to deliver me from them, it has to be either a teacher. And where I was, no teacher can come there. So it had to be either a teacher will come and say, what are you doing with this boy? Or one of them will just say, let this boy go. But then it was just myself, this guy and his friend, and they were both on the same side. And I was just there for about 3-4 hours. And then, and so the next day I saw the boy that his brother came. I just walked past him as if I don't know him. But there was another time that now I was advanced in class. So in school, we used to, if you want to know senior boys, The junior boys wear knicker, and then the senior boys wear trousers. Okay. But I wasn't so used to showing that I'm a senior boy. And then suddenly I saw my junior brother, he was crying. He came looking for me. He said, what's the problem? He said, somebody gave him 5 naira. One of the other senior boys. So I was in SS2, those boys just got to SS1. So the feel of that trouser was entering their head. They just got to SS1. And so he came to me and said, this guy gave me 5 naira. I said, so what's the problem? Why are you crying? He said, he gave me 5 naira. He said, I should buy Pepsi and I should buy meat pie and come back with 5 naira change. Now, the problem was Pepsi bottle was 5 naira, meat pie is 5 naira, and then he was giving 5 naira to buy meat pie, Pepsi, and come back with 5 naira change. So, practically, the guy was telling him that whatever money he has on him, he should go and use it to buy snacks for him. So he was so confused, and he just knew that he had a brother somewhere. And for the life of me, I don't deal in all those things. So when I saw him, I said, well, so what do we do? My friend next to me was like, what's wrong with you? Say, you go and call that boy. Go to him and tell him to come here. So he went back to the senior boy and said, the seniors over there are calling you. That was like, I'm not serious. They're calling you. So my friend saw them from afar, looked at the guy, and told the guy that he's a dead man. And then the guy just started coming. Now, the reason why the guy came was not because of the whatever. It was because he knew that this particular set of people don't make trouble in school and they don't talk. So the fact that the guy was telling him that he's in trouble, he just came and said, okay, so the issue now is that the same thing you have told this boy to do, you are going to go and do. So take the 5 naira, go and get the same things because we want to eat. And I was just laughing because I was just not interested. Now, power past power. Huh? That's what the scripture is telling us. It says, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. That's one law. Okay? So everybody that thinks that there's liberty to misbehave, it's a law. It says our life is now hid in Christ. Okay? So there are certain expectations that is expected of us because our life is now hid in Christ Jesus. Okay, so the fact that we have decided to follow Jesus and we're not going to turn back doesn't make us won't make us to live a righteous life as though we are not I don't want to say controlled. As though our life is not guided by certain principles that God has set in place. And that's why the Bible is saying here the law, the spirit of life, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, has made me free from the law of sin and death. That's where our gladness will come from. Because, wow, there's freedom. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you look at, so there's freedom. I mean, this law supersedes the other law. Okay? Meaning that once you have this life of Christ, amen, there are certain laws that can govern this life of Christ. And they are not difficult. Hallelujah. Amen. So we are free from the law of sin and death, and we move into the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Amen. One leads to death, the other of life in Christ Jesus. John 10:10 says that I have come that you may have life. Abi? John 10:10. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Amen. Hallelujah. So everything in this life, everything is governed by law. The fact that we are walking, or you wake up, you move from one place to another, they are all laws. They tell you there is law of thermodynamics, there is law of gravity, there is law everywhere. Hallelujah. Amen. if you want to, if you want to beat the law of gravity, just enter into there's the law of lift or up thrust, okay, that keeps you afloat despite the fact that gravity is there, and then it will take you away from gravity so that gravity has no power over it again. Amen. So laws obey laws, or laws bow to laws that are super or that are higher than them. Amen. So and that's the way life is designed. Even when people when they end up with court cases, well, the ones I know that people always win in this country is appeal for election. Once somebody, that's the one I know, when they go to court, that's the one that we always see. Maybe other people win cases, I don't know. But once one lower court, they call it the lower court, gives a judgment, then you appeal. Now, when you get to the appeal court, the appeal court has the authority to upturn, okay, but it's going to, what they will do there, and I hope Remy will not say I'm wrong, is that they will reconsider all the evidences and witnesses that you presented in the lower case. Anyone you have not presented, I understand you're not supposed to present them again when you get to appeal court, except to make some application, I don't know. But then, whatever they are going to do, they will look at it in the same light that the lower court has looked at it, and then give a better judgment based on better understanding. And then if you're not happy with that one, you go to Supreme Court, okay? Then you can upturn it. So nothing keeps you bound, okay? Except you don't know a greater authority or a greater law to set you free. Hallelujah. The law of sin and death has a greater law that has been given to us. That can, as the law of sin and death can be upturned by a greater law, which is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's go back to Romans chapter 8. It says, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Amen. Let me take it again, verse 3. Sorry, I want to. It says, I want to read the NLT, sorry. Verse 3 says, the law of Moses was unable to save us because of the weakness of our sinful nature. So God did what the law could not do. He sent his own son in a body like the bodies we sinners have. And in that body, God declared an end to the sin's control over us by giving his son as a sacrifice for our sins. He did this so that the just requirement of the law will be fully satisfied for us, who no longer follow our sinful nature, but instead follow the Spirit. Hallelujah. So if you look at verse 1 talks about the fact that those who, there's therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but walk according to the Spirit. Amen. Because in that spiritual realm, that's where the law of life in Christ Jesus is. Hallelujah. And that's where you have authority over the law of sin and death. Amen. So he went through everything, came in the same body that we have. He says what the law could not achieve, Moses' law could not achieve. You know, Moses' law was going to make us, was going to make us just subject to trying to find God. Hallelujah. Trying to find a way out of everything. He says, do not, thou shalt not do this, thou shalt not do that. And when you do it, you have a whole lot of sacrifices and all those things to offer. And then he says he sent his own. And then by doing that, okay, it gives us something that is much better. Hallelujah. That supersedes that. That gives us greater, what do you call it now? When you are acquitted of any offense, he acquits you of any sin, okay? It gives us such, right? He says, but except you are walking in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Except you are walking in the Spirit. So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. Let's go back to verse 3. It says, the law of Moses was unable to save us because of the weakness of our sinful nature. So God did what the law could not do. Okay? So God just looked at this and said, these guys, they will crumble under this thing. Hallelujah. And then he gave us one person, his son, okay, that will overcome that sinful nature. And then once you are able to walk in the son, then you have access to what he has provided for you. Amen. Hallelujah. And always remember, God is not doing anything new anymore. Amen. He's not providing anything new anymore. Everything that he's doing, everything we have, he had done right from the foundation or before the foundation of the earth. Amen. All we need to do is to see it and walk in it. And if you do not know, if you do not know laws, there are not excuses that the law does not exist. So if you're not aware that there's this law, it's not that, I mean, there was one time, so I discovered one day and somebody was trying to argue with me. I just said, okay, go to the Federal Government Gazette. And I sent the person the Federal Government Gazette. So the Gazette will show you the amendments to constitution and then to laws for different government parastatals and all that. I said, go to the Government Gazette and check it. And what was it? Everybody doesn't like pasting their vehicle license on the windscreen. Right? But it's against the law. It's against the law. Okay, so the day I saw it, because I was also guilty. I was just marveling at it. It's really. And until one person, one law enforcement agent that would understand laws looked at you one day and said, this is the law. You're supposed to keep it on the right side of your screen visible. Amen. And then the person was like, again, I just said, okay, I got to take a see. This is where it is. I'm not the one that found it. Nobody can make me do anything. It's my vehicle. It's my whatever. There's nothing like that under the law. Amen. Hallelujah. You know when you play, so just you know that how the law works. When you play games, all these games, video, computer games, you know that there's one that they call minefield, that you'll be popping different squares. Then if you pop a mine, like electric shock, Abby, do you know that if you mistakenly pop a mine, and you can't tell the computer again, I didn't mean to pop it. I didn't know it was a mine there. Because that lawyer has already been set. It has been triggered. So that's the same thing when we begin to argue that you have done something and then you're saying, no, it can't be so. But it's not possible because you have already triggered it. It has to be. Amen. Okay? What you should do in any instance is to find out. When you say find out what the law says about anything before, if anything is controversial, find out what the law says. Go to those that can interpret the law that have good conscience. Those people that can interpret the law that have good conscience. They will not tell you that you are right when you are wrong. You know that some people like that thing. They just cause like confusion and argument over nothing. And they know that this person is wrong. They say, don't worry, there's a way we can argue this case out. Don't worry. We'll argue it this way. And they used to be happy. But you know that you've done something that's not right. Now, if you want to traverse this life, you need to find out that law, about that law that is greater than the law of sin and death, that sets you free from the law of sin and death. And that gives you that freedom. Amen. The freedom that is given to you is not freedom to live anyhow or riotously. Hallelujah. It's freedom from sin and freedom from death. Amen. Colossians chapter 3. From verse 1. It says, if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 3, I read from verse 1 again. It says, if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on the things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our hope, our life appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members which are on earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourself once walked when you lived in them. Verse 8 says, but now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, nor circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, nor free, but Christ is all and in all. And then this is what he says, the character of the new man. Verse 12, therefore, as elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, you must also do. Hallelujah. He says, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies. Amen. It's an act. Action is a doing word. It's a choice. He says, put on tender mercies. Okay? Put on kindness, humility, meekness, and long-suffering. You know why? Because we can make a distinction between these characters. Hallelujah. You know what it is to be kind. You know what it is to be tender-hearted. You know what it is to have long-suffering and to be meek. He says you have to put it on. It's a concerted effort. It doesn't just come naturally. Hallelujah. When you see somebody say, this person has the grace, it's an effort to be kind. Hallelujah. It's an effort to be gentle. Amen. You know, I always say, I have a colleague in the office. The guy is so gentle, absolutely gentle. There's nothing you say to him. He will just keep quiet. But then, if you sit with him one-on-one, he can be very, and he's just bearing his mind on whatever has happened. He can be very, very assertive about it. But when somebody is throwing anything at him, he's so quiet, he's so calm, he will just smile and let everything pass. And then, one day, I got close to him, and then one day, we're talking, and for me, if you come and talk to me anyhow, it's the same anyhow that you can go. Yeah, I don't have time for all this one that is gentle. So the guy, somebody was talking to him. He now said, please help me answer him. I said, no, I'm not going to help you answer him. You should be able to answer yourself. Why are you looking for somebody? I said, you know what? I always pray to God that I just be as quiet and as gentle as you are. Now you want me to answer for you? No, that's not going to happen. Now, you see, praying to God that he should be as gentle as he is not going to work. He says, put it on. Amen. You have to control yourself. I think it's Romans 12. It says, by the renewing of your mind, right? You have to make that effort because that grace is available. Amen. It's available. So if you want to, can you continue this? Can you continue this? The next one. This one I said, can you continue now? It's grace that's making me not talk. Okay. You see now, I put it on to bear with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. If anyone has a complaint against one another, so you also must do. Really, that we have that control. So don't let that control go. Hallelujah. If you have that, you see the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. That sets us free from the law of sin and death. This is what it does. When you see things from God's perspective, then you are able to identify with it and work with it. You cannot wish to be kind. You have to make effort to be kind. Hallelujah. Amen. So, I saw one I saw one advert this morning. I saw it. I can't remember what the advert was saying. But I was telling my wife that certain times we describe God with the wrong kind of words. Okay? God is in a class of his own. He's in a class of his own. You cannot compare him with man. You can't. So when we look and say, there's no other God like you, or other gods are no gods, we're not even supposed to be calling them gods. Because you're comparing, you're giving them, you're putting them on the same pedestal. No. He's in a class of his own. God is God. Every other thing, forget giving them that attribute of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So it takes effort. And what I'm saying is that you have to understand and know this law of life in Christ Jesus that is going to set us, that sets us free from the law of sin and death. It's not going to. It sets us free. Amen. If you don't know it, then you cannot apply it. Because naturally, the natural tendency of man is sin and death. Otherwise, so it's just like you're driving a car, the car is rolling down and it's rolling down. If you're going to stop that car from rolling, then an equal force must stop that car in the opposite direction of where it's going. Now, if you want the car to go back to where it's coming from, then that force must be greater. So when the force is opposite, if it's equal, then the car will stop. It will not move. That's what happens when we put shock by the tire of a car and say it's not moving. It's making sure that there's a force that is equal to the force it's applying to overcome it, and then it doesn't move. Now, if you apply force in the opposite direction, the car will move back. Amen. So if it's saying put on, what I'm saying, you have to make that effort greater than the one that is saying don't do it. Amen. It will come only when you practice it. Hallelujah. It's there, but if you don't practice it, you won't get it. You know that everybody has the ability to play football. Why? All of us have two legs. We have a head and we have two legs, two hands. We have the same thing. We have the same structure to play football. But not all of us can play football. Why? Because not all of us will train ourselves to play football. It's a training. You know, it's funny that when you see a lady play football, you will know that it's a woman. It's funny. But when you see a lady play football, you know that it's a woman. But sometimes when you see some ladies play football, you will not believe that it's a woman. Amen. So the amount of effort and physical exertion that you put into these things, that will make you become, hallelujah, amen. If you are walking in the Spirit, hear what the Bible says. Galatians 5 and chapter 4. Verse 22. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Hallelujah. Where were we coming from? Colossians 3, our verse. Huh? 12 and 13. Can I have it? It says, therefore, as elect of God, holy beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving all. Okay? Galatians 5 is telling you that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And what does it say after? Against such, there is no law. Hallelujah. Against such, there is no law. And when we started reading Romans 8, it says that, Romans 8 verse 1, it talked about the fact that those who live, those who live what? Romans 8, verse 1, it says, therefore, there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Amen. And then we understand that this is the fruit of the Spirit, encompassing all these things, long-suffering, self-control, right? Okay? It says, against such, there's no law. There's no law higher than walking in the realm of the Spirit with Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Against that realm, there is no law that is higher. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, because there's no law that is higher, but then even in that realm, there is a governance law, hallelujah, that keeps everything under control. It says order is discipline is first order in heaven. There's no righteous behavior. All this one that we say, you are radically saved, you are blah, 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 you are this thing for God. There's no room for misbehavior in Christ. Okay? Because that's the highest level, that's the realm in which you can have the highest law that no other law can withstand. Amen. That's the highest form of law. It says, against such, there is no law. Hallelujah. Against such. So we have to put it on. Okay? We have to learn long suffering. I mean, how do you learn long suffering? You know, it's not every time that someone talks to you that you have to reply. And because you don't reply, it doesn't mean that you are a mumu, in quote. Sometimes you just smile. And some people sometimes when somebody is talking, and you smile, they just get the angrier the more and be like, I'm talking, you're smiling. And you're like, is there a law against smiling? Okay, it's what I'm saying funny. You would digress from what he's talking to you about, and then things happen. Okay? Because we can cultivate this habit. I'm saying that we need to find out about that law of spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That sets us free from the law of sin and death. It's important. That's where we ought to reign. That's where we are, and that's where we reign from. And against such, there's no law. And the Bible is telling us in Colossians 3 that we're reading, that we need, this is the character that we need to have. This is the character that we need to have. Once we have this character, it's like you are just gliding through. Amen. You're just gliding through. Because there's no force that is going to come and oppose you, come and withstand you or restrain you, because you will definitely overcome it. Meekness, gentleness, faithfulness is very important. Back to Romans 8. It says in verse 9. It says, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he's not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Hallelujah. Amen. It says, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. It says, but if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit which dwells in us. Amen. Hallelujah. He says, the body is dead because of sin. But now, if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies. A greater law. Hallelujah. So a law that is greater than an existing law. And that's what Christ came to give us. And we read that in Romans 8. That's what God did. He said what the law could not do, the law that was causing sin and death, what he could not do, God did by giving us his son. So we have to understand and see it, and then we are able to work with it. He says, if the body is dead, don't worry about the body that is dead. Hallelujah. He says that if that same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells on the inside of you, that body that was dead, hallelujah, That spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will vitalize that body. Give it life. It just comes alive. So he says you ought to pay attention to your spirit, feeding the spirit. And it's important. You know, and in this age and time, we need to be very careful. I mean, people will say, they'll be saying this thing that the end is near, the end is here. They will say it, and just as you are saying it, it will happen. Don't give up and say, when is it going to happen? You have been saying it for a long time. What it is important for you is that you are consistent with what God expects of you. Amen. Sin and death. If you look at Colossians 3, again, if you read from verse 1 and you continue to read it, you see, as he has mentioned those things that can bring about death. And then he says, but you have to put on these ones. Okay? Because these ones will bring life. And it's important. Walking in the Spirit is very important. Hallelujah. That's where we have supremacy over sin and death. Because there's a law of life in Christ Jesus that's made us free from the law of sin and death. Amen. Let's rise to our feet.